I don't believe what I just saw was made famous, of course, in the 1980 Miracle on Ice. Last night was almost as hard to believe what I had seen. Tommy Muck had played 94 full games in college and 3 minutes of overtime in the 94th game. He'd never scored a goal. Not for lack of trying, not for lack of effort, not for lack of anything but luck. Here's Tommy Muck, as Coach Cerutori calls him, a minute-munching defenseman, jumping up into the play in overtime, scoring what we all thought was the game winner.
Brennan Harris, top of the circle, Miller rifles one wide. Picked up by Tommy Muck. Muck carries it down low. Carries it all the way to the right side corner. Muck now turns and fires. Christopoulos, he scores! Tommy Muck, his first career goal is a game winner! Tommy Muck trickles one past Christopoulos, and Bemidji State will win it in overtime.
Only to have the refs review it and wave off that overtime game-winning first career goal because the Beavers had too many men on the ice? I don't believe what I just saw. Bemidji State was so close to winning that game, only to lose their man a moment later and give up a breakaway and give the Falcons a power play. I don't believe what I just saw. Then there's Hank Johnson, making a save with just over 3 seconds left in overtime.
Falcons will pick it up back behind the net. Alex Maynard, 12 seconds to go. Here in overtime, 3-3-yard score. Falcons bring it into the offensive zone. Send it over to the right side wall, centering pass. Hank Johnson slides over and makes a game-saving save with 3.3 left. The Falcons carried it below the goal line and centered a pass, and Hank Johnson, what a save.
I don't believe what I just saw. Both teams so close to a win. Both teams so close to a loss. Welcome to college hockey. So close, so Coach Cerutori, Tom that is, but who knows, maybe Frank too, has always said that freshmen aren't freshmen after Christmas. The Beaver Cerutori was proud of his team after the game.
Could have went both ways. I thought we took a big step forward. I really liked our play. You know, we scored a couple goals. We made a couple mistakes, but we got to take care of the puck a little better in certain situations. But by and large, we did take care of the puck well. What I liked is I liked our fight. We obviously get a 1-0 lead, then they obviously, again, they go up, we tie it. They go up, we tie it. So, I mean, I thought we showed a lot of guts right there.
Will tonight make me once again ask myself what I just saw? We'll have to wait and see. Both teams so close and so far. Close to winning and close to losing. Face-off is getting close as well. Time for our pregame show to roll on here on the Beaver Radio Network.